Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Thursday, so we're talking about knowing God, developing that intimate relationship where we are getting our needs met directly from Him, from that relationship, and in turn having the confidence that not only are we hearing Him, but that He is hearing us, that we are in that communication where we are actually discussing things, where we are able to hear from Him, but also know that He is not only aware of what's going on in our lives, but that He cares, that He's involved. He's sometimes so big to us that He's impersonal. And we want to be able to know Him personally. He's our personal Savior. He's our individual God. And we want to know Him on that individual basis. Not only is this possible in this lifetime, this is God's intent, that we would know Him intimately now. We've got a lot to learn in order to be able to do that. But He's made a way, and since this is His intent, we can have confidence that we're working on this together, that as we try different things and they fail, He's not judging us. He's not holding it against us. In fact, the exact opposite. He's thrilled when we try something, when we get out of the boat, when we pursue Him. God wants to be wanted, not only in our lives, but in everything that we're involved in our families, our jobs, our community, our government, this world. He already is, whether we ask Him to or not. But He wants our eyes opened to what He's doing, and He wants us to join Him in what He's doing. Now, He's not a puppet. A lot of times we think, well, we can get Him to do something, and that the reason He's not doing something is because we aren't pushing the right buttons or pulling the right strings. And I think that's, in a sense, we don't have that respect for Him, that He is an individual. Now, He's not temperamental like us. We all see Him and what He does in our lives from our own viewpoint. And so we think He acts like us and thinks like us. And of course He doesn't. So our goal is to give Him the opportunity to let Him be Himself. Let Him be God. And He trains us and teaches us how to know Him. And again, part of that takes risk. But with risk, what are we so afraid of? Hopefully by now, it's certainly not making a mistake. We've learned that success is depending on Him. Success for a Christian is turning to Him for all our needs being met and the direction and guidance we need. so as we act on the guidance and the direction, we're still in the learning phase, and he knows that. And that's fine with him. He's thrilled with that. We don't have to worry about falling short. In your spirit, you are perfect. You are complete. You are in him. So you've already met because of what he's done. Because he made you this way. He made you a spiritual being. So all of his standards for you have already been met. You could say you're working out the details now. You're working out all the kinks. And his goal is not that you accomplish something perfectly, or even that you develop these skills and understanding to a certain level or degree, and then he'll be pleased and able to use you, or whatever your concept is. Now, his desire for you is to be complete spirit, soul, and body. And to do that on this earth, we are learning how to rule and reign. And we all abdicate those opportunities daily. And one of the things he's teaching us how to do is to recognize opportunity to rule and reign on this earth. He is the God of this earth. He created it, and he owns the fullness thereof. Every aspect, every cell, every air molecule, water molecule, the table in front of you, if you're driving the car you're riding in, it's God's. He has full, complete control over it. But he wants to teach you how to rule and reign over it. This is why we've spent so much time on changing our beliefs. Or maybe not even changing them, but being willing and open to have them changed. Because in a sense, we can't change our beliefs on our own. God is the one who is changing our belief system. He's enticing us. It is our willingness that's important. Our willingness to let go of what we think we know. God is real. He's a real person. He didn't go anywhere after the resurrection. He's here, there, and everywhere at all times. We have this concept that God, the Father God, is this entity here. Let's say thrones. Father God is sitting on one throne. Jesus is on a second throne. And then maybe the Holy Spirit's on a third throne. And we've come up with a basis for our other beliefs that restricts our perception and therefore acceptance of what God is doing in our lives. I remember back when I was teaching Sunday school, a little child came up to his mother and had this picture of a big red car, convertible, and there were two people in the back with their hair blowing in the wind, and a man and a woman in the back, and an old white man with white hair driving the car. And the mother asked the child, "What is this?" And the child said, "Oh, it's God driving Adam and Eve out of the garden." So she had the little car, and he was driving them out. And we have our perceptions, and we sometimes don't recognize that they've crept in. And all God wants to be able to do is have the freedom to be himself in our lives. He'll take care of the rest. And that's, again, why it's so critical that we are able to hear his voice for ourselves and test it. Nothing's going to be more important going forward or ever, but especially going forward. When God wants to do something, you know, God's always doing something. But every once in a while, he wants to do something more, something new. And he even does that in our individual lives, but I think he's getting ready to do something bigger. And we can be ready for that. You know, I had a friend in my community who decided to sell her house and put it on the market, and it sold in less than a week. And she was not, and they wanted to move in right away, and she was not ready. She hadn't thought about where she was going to live because the houses were taking so long to sell out here. She didn't know where she was going to live. She didn't know. She hadn't started to pack or organize or clean or make any of the necessary changes she needed to make before she actually moved. And the reason she had moved is she had started a new job, and so she had to put in extra hours at work, so she had less time. So it was just, she was not ready. She had made a step, made a decision, taken a step, but wasn't prepared. Now everything went okay. And she found a great house, and it was a great new job she had gotten. So it was all positive change. And it was, wow, great that she got a great price for her house, and everything went smooth, and it was exactly the ideal situation. But because she hadn't prepared when she took that step, she didn't get to enjoy it. She didn't get to enjoy starting that new job, making new friends. She didn't get to enjoy or take advantage of organizing her house, cleaning her house, purging as she packed up and got ready to move. And she felt rushed as she was looking for houses because she had to move. And she didn't have time to say goodbye to friends. And she could have been able to enjoy all that if she had been able to prepare. So for us, a lot of it, God's going to do what he's going to do. But we want to be able to enjoy the process. He's going to succeed. He's going to do it. But we want to be involved. And one thing to remember, if we aren't able to hear God clearly for ourselves, we will have such a hard time keeping our mouths shut. We will have a hard time restraining ourselves from acting and moving in the things that he does tell us. Because one of the things that happens when we are able to hear God and have that confidence is God trusts us. And he wants to tell us his secrets. But we have to be able to keep them. You know, how many people do you know? Yeah, I just had this experience with God, or he just told me all about this, isn't this neat? Well, sometimes those things were private. And shared too soon. So we want to be able to keep God's secrets. Sometimes acting on them, and sometimes just because he's our friend, he wants to share what he's going to do. So our goal is not to be impressive to others that, oh, we know this, we've had this experience, we've seen God do this, that, and the other thing in our lives. But we want to be friends of God. And he's not that difficult to know. In fact, it's very simple. It's not easy. But it's simple. We let him change us. We let him tune our senses and fine-tune some more. He knows what moves he has for you, what new jobs, what new opportunities, and he will prepare you because he wants you to enjoy the ride, enjoy the process, enjoy the change. Whatever God does, it's exciting and it's for us. It's not against us. So we want to take him wherever you're at right now. That's where you can start. You don't need to get to a certain point in understanding or maturity or in your how much time you have during the day. God knows how much time you have. God knows where you're at. You can start right where you're at. And hopefully you've been doing some. We worked with homework and cultivating quietness. And hopefully that's become part of your life. And if you're new to this series, go back and listen to some of the discussions we've had about that. But our goal is to rule and reign on this earth through dependence on him. What that looks like, we have only glimpses. But those glimpses are enticing. They are drawing to us. And again, the supernatural realm is every bit as real, if not more so, than the natural realm. So it is more real, or at least as real, as whatever it is you're looking at right now. You can go up and taste it and touch it and smell it and knock on it. It's real. Because you're doing all that with your natural senses. You're knocking on it, you're smelling it, you're seeing it with your natural body. Well, likewise in the supernatural realm, you have supernatural senses. And they will be tuned, so you will be able to interact with the supernatural realm just as really, just as confidently, just as normally. You don't think about, okay, I'm going to see that wall now. I'm going to see that tree. You just see it. You open your eyes and whatever is in front of your eyes is what you see. And that's the way it is in the supernatural realm as well. As God opens our eyes. It's not something you are going to be straining at or thinking or looking for wisps of smoke or lights in a corner or glowing orbs, or it's real. And again, looking around where you are right now, you see everything in the natural. And there's a bunch of stuff there. There's a variety of whatever you're looking at, colors and shapes and objects. That's the natural realm. Well, in the supernatural realm is just as crowded with objects, with things and beings to see as the natural. So it's not a matter of straining to see, but letting God reveal, taking the blinders off your supernatural eyes. And then even to the point of where your supernatural senses train your natural senses. And it becomes normal to be using both at all times. Because you are a spiritual being, you are already fully aware of what's going on in the spiritual realm with God. But they are now being overwhelmed. Your soul, your natural senses and your supernatural senses, your soulical senses, will be overwhelmed more and more by your spiritual senses. As those supernatural, your soulical senses are awakened, revived, revitalized, renewed, and trained. So we have an expectation that God is going to take us up on our desire to move and rule and reign over the supernatural and natural realms. That's from Him. So if we say, God is saying, okay, I want you to learn to do this. And we say, okay, I want to learn how to do this. Guess what? He's like, that's enough. Okay, let's do it. So we need to show up for class and have our expectation that He is going to make Himself real. He is going to make Himself known to you. There will be times when it's what you're expecting or what others have experienced and you can recognize it. There'll be other times when He will do something completely new and different for you. So we're going to start by talking about the Lord's visits. And when we speak of the Lord's visits, we are referring in general to the many ways that the Lord makes Himself personally known, either to our natural or our supernatural senses. He does this for a variety of reasons, but it will always be to draw attention to Himself. Not to the manner of His revealing. As He visits, don't assume you know how to interpret or how to respond. Ask Him. God will explain Himself. The point is that He wants to come to you and speak to you. This is not supposed to be a specialty item. God not only wants to visit us, He wants to inhabit us. He wants to be one with us now. This is not for the sweet by and by after we die or after God accomplishes something on this earth. The kingdom has been built. We enter it. We join Him now, spirit, soul, and body. So there are different levels of the way he manifests himself to us. And we have many examples of those. And he, just as there are the spiritual, the supernatural, and the natural realms, God reveals himself to us and fine-tunes our senses and draws us on each one of those levels. So let's start with the natural realm, where there will be physical manifestations of God. So God may choose to make himself known in ways that are apparent or objectively recognizable to our natural senses. And again, your senses are sight, hearing, taste, touch, and smell. Now, this is important. It's perfectly fine if you want to ask the Lord to make himself known to you by your natural senses. But it's even more important to become aware that he may choose this avenue. Okay, so if you have perhaps have heard somebody say, yes, whenever the Lord's presence is here, I smell roses. God, that's really cool. I'd really like that. Except, you know, I'm not sure about the roses. I'm not sure that's something I'd recognize. But, Lord, I want to be able to smell you. And you ask him, is that okay? And you pursue him for that. Now, you don't exclude everything else you're doing. That's just an add-on. And you ask, Lord, is that something? That's something I'd really like. Now, what you'll find is you'll have that experience of smelling it, maybe vanilla, maybe something else, maybe a spice. Maybe just a cool, fresh summer breeze in the middle of winter. But what you'll find is none of these will satisfy. These are all pieces of the whole, and no piece in itself will satisfy. Think of them as pieces of your tool belt, tools in your tool belt. It's great to have a great screwdriver and know how to use it. But when you need a hammer, a screwdriver won't do. So that's why we really rely on him. Even though we have our desires and we act on those, we ask God, okay, I'd like to be able to smell you or see you or feel you or touch you. But we let him guide and we don't insist on it. A natural manifestation is no more significant or trustworthy than any other way he makes himself known. Okay, let me repeat that. When God manifests himself in the natural, to our natural senses, it is no more significant, it's no more important or trustworthy than any other way he makes himself known to us. In other words, God himself appears to you in your room and he says something to you. You still have to test it. Lord, is that you? Take everything to him and let him speak to you about it. Don't assume you understand what he's saying. Ask him. It's the highest respect, the highest regard we can do is ask, Lord, what do you mean by that? What am I supposed to do with this? But do enjoy it when it happens. And know that the Lord enjoys revealing himself to you. This is not a hardship on him. This is what he's here for. This is what we're here for, to learn to know him now. So we'll be getting back together again on Saturday at 9. Until then, 9 in the morning. Until then, have a great rest of the week. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio.